Bodyguard by Suzanne Brockman. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Disc 1.
For Ed, Eric, Bill, and Scott, the survivors of the small or large incident, and brave Kathy, who stayed in orbit with V'ger snack tray, thanks for Katona. Chapter 1. Okay, George Faulkner said, quieting the group of men around the VCR in the coffee room. Any second now, he'll see what's going on through the window and come in. The video they were watching wasn't a typical blurry security tape. It was from a state-of-the-art surveillance setup, complete with audio track, designed to stop the sale of drugs among the broccoli and cantaloupes, paid for by the owner of a chain of New York City markets. Just hours ago, the camera hadn't caught an illegal drug transaction on video, but rather a robbery attempt that easily could have escalated into a multiple homicide. Three perps, strung out beyond belief, had just shot the young store clerk, a very young teenage girl cowered by the front counter, weeping silently. One of the robbers, a short Hispanic kid with a bandana around his head, had gone back behind the counter and was trying to open the cash register. The second perp, the man who'd shot the clerk, was so high he couldn't stand still. He danced around nervously near the door, a .38 clutched in his hand. The third was a tall, painfully gaunt man who stood threateningly close to the girl, watching intently as Bandana wrestled with the cash register. "Here he comes," George murmured. The door opened. All three men...